My name is Lauren Yellowbird. I'm a member of the Arikara tribe, and when I work for the National Park Service, and if you'd say that in the Arikara language or Sahnish is what we say, I'd say "Jeet Jawegon Khut Gunachat Gunach Chawaruchti," the Sahnish. We look go back to what we call our chiefs and our leaders that way. You know, most chiefs have to do something to try to prove themselves, and it's just to show that they can take care of their people. I mean, politicians, you know, it's that type of thing where you got to try to do things to show that you care about who you're expecting to take care of. Now, with that in mind, when I look back about our ability, it brings back to people like White Shield or another man by the name of Son of the Star, his son. They were instrumental in getting us and trying to help preserve our way of life, because there was a point in our history where our tribe basically was wiped out through smallpox, and we were vulnerable against our enemies. So they negotiated for us a lot of things. So what that does is it kind of brings me back to, like, when I do think about Lewis and Clark, that period, and what our chiefs tried to do. And that one in mind is the one they called Piahitu, or Eagle Feather. He went with them, and he went down to St. Louis. And, of course, the Corps of Discovery was going on their trip yet. But he journeyed down, and eventually he got sick and died. So to go to great lengths like that to try to establish some kind of a relationship for your people, you know, it shows a great character, and and people obviously cared about him enough to be upset about it. You know, when Lewis and Clark they described meeting them, you know, they figured 2,500 people, maybe 3,000, you know, they could probably muster anywhere from 600 to 800 warriors, something like that. I mean, of course, I think Clark was real observant as far as what type of numbers were out there like that. And one of their lead interpreters was a Frenchman. Thibault was one of them. And he talked about this tribe was larger than this at one time. So what you're getting, and they noted it in their journals, talking about there was some disagreements between chiefs because of who wanted to be leaders, or some of them that died off, and so that was what was left, and that type of thing. So there is some indication that way, I guess, when I look at how that smallpox affected our leadership. But to try to get through that and deal with other people was an important part too. So.